of VOA News, Be Your Remote. I'm Nicole Burke. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah on Sunday said that his Shiite movement is, quote, open to a French proposal for a new political pact for Lebanon as long as there is a national consensus. Nasrallah said in a speech that his movement is open to constructive discussions on French President Emmanuel Macron's proposed new political pact as long as the talks are carried out with the will and contributions of the various Lebanese factions. Meanwhile, the United Nations says that more than half of Lebanon's population risks facing a food crisis in the aftermath of the Beirut port blast on August 4th. The UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia said Sunday that by year's end, more than half the population will fail to access basic food needs, and that immediate measures need to be taken to prevent this, including rebuilding silos at Beirut's port, which is the country's largest grain storage area. Lebanon relies on imports for 85% of its food needs, and the annihilation of the silos at the port could worsen an already alarming situation, aid agencies and experts have reported. To prevent a crisis, authorities must also set a ceiling for food prices and encourage direct sales from local producers to consumers, a UN spokeswoman said Sunday. Lebanon was already mired in an economic collapse even before the devastating blast, which killed 188 people, wounded thousands, and destroyed large sections of the capital. The country defaulted on its debt, while the local currency has plummeted in value on the black market, and poverty rates have soared, on top of a spike in the number of coronavirus cases. The UN also reported that the yearly average inflation rate is expected to be more than 50% in 2020, compared to 2.9% in 2019. This is VOA News. More than 842,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while the number of infections Sunday hit the milestone of 25 million cases and continues to rise. The U.S. has nearly a quarter of the world's cases, while Brazil and India together make up far more than a quarter. Russia, which ranks fourth, is almost at a million cases. South Korea has reported 299 new cases of the coronavirus as officials place limits on dining at restaurants and close fitness centers and after-school academies in the greater capital area to slow the spread of the disease. The 17th consecutive day of triple-digit daily increases brought the national caseload to nearly 20,000, including 323 deaths. Mainland China reported 9 new confirmed cases of coronavirus on Saturday, all of them imported, the National Health Commission said on Sunday, meaning there were no locally transmitted infections for a record 14th straight day. The number of imported cases found in people traveling into the country from overseas was the same as a day earlier. And Berlin police ordered a protest by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe social distancing rules. In Brazil, Brazil plans to officially announce on Tuesday the extension of an aid payment program designed to help people weather the economic damage of the novel coronavirus pandemic, a government official said this weekend. President Jair Bolsonaro has previously stated that the aid payments, which are due to expire this month, will be renewed through the end of the year. However, a planned announcement last Tuesday was delayed after disagreements about the form of future aid payments and related benefits arose between the economy ministry and the president. Thousands of Israelis protested in Jerusalem this weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, decrying alleged corruption and his handling of the pandemic. A large crowd marched in the streets outside Netanyahu's official residence, carrying placards and flags and calling for his resignation. The protest movement has gained traction in the summer months, with critics accusing Netanyahu of being distracted by a corruption case against him while COVID-19 cases have spiked. He denies any wrongdoing. Netanyahu has condemned the demonstrations against him also, accusing protesters of trampling democracy and the Israeli media of encouraging them. He has argued that Israel's economy is better positioned than many developing countries hit by the global pandemic. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.